Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay. Hi, I'm Matt, the host of Lost Library and your Game Master here on Grayscale. You can find me on Twitter, at Matt Hoadley, and you can find all of my projects at fifthstraw.com.
Hi, my name is Alan Sells, and I play Dame Mallory Montebank. You can find me on Twitter, at Alan_Sells, and I do a plethora of other podcasts. Most notably, I'm the Game Master for Pokemon World Tour United.
Hi, I'm Christina, and I'm playing Ashley Adirio. You can find me on Twitter, at CWoodsArt, or on Tumblr and Instagram, at Christina Woods Art.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I play Lori, and you can find me on Twitter at WilkyWit, WILKYWIT.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I play Hallam Cardoso on the Lost Library podcast, and you can find me at EldritchRoth on Twitter.com.
It's Halloween night in Port Avalon once again. Our camera flies over the town. We take in the Rainbow Keep all brightly lit up. Its bricks a fresh coat of blacks and oranges and purples and just Halloween decorations all over. High school students are starting to arrive for the kind of the big, kind of safe, almost like a project graduation style event, but for Halloween. Because, listen, the people in this town, they get it. It's a weird place to live sometimes. And if we can protect our kids by putting them all in a literal castle that's probably magic, we're going to do that. So that's where the high schoolers are all kind of gathered, those that wanted to attend. And on the way to that, somewhere between the suburbs and the Rainbow Keep, a truck is driving down the road with Lori at the wheel and Ashley. In which seat is Ashley in?
By this point, after the college visit, Ashley has graduated to sitting in the passenger seat.
Oh. So some things have thawed in the meantime. Would y'all like to tease a little bit what this college visit was?
I mean, I literally just did. It's a college visit. Ashley's a senior in high school.
Yep, and Lori is the only person who can drive her to University of Oregon at Eugene and escort her on this visit. And they bond a little bit. They are now comfortable with each other. They're not best friends, but we'll say they're
definitely not best friends.
Oh, no.
Listeners, keep your eyes and ears peeled to our feed next month, and, maybe you'll get a glimpse into what exactly that trip was like. So, where are y'all on the road? What's playing on the radio? How y'all doing? Talk to me a little bit.
Well, I have the map pulled up for Grayscale, and it's actually not that far from the Adirio household to the Rainbow Keep. So it's a pretty short truck ride, all things considered.
Yeah, I think maybe Lori was having kind of like a date night with Ashley's dad. Like, they're just both like hanging out on the porch. They've got like a little bonfire, not like a bonfire, but, you know, like a little fire pit set up, and they're there handing out candy to people. And Lori just took a break and let David stay there and hand out candy to the kids while she's driving you to this Rainbow Keep party.
Mm-hmm. What costumes are you wearing?
To be clear, the only reason why Ashley is getting a ride from Lori and not driving herself is because pretty much every other teenager in Port Avalon who is going to this party drove themselves, and parking isn't super great around a medieval castle. So
parking's not super great around downtown Port Avalon, just kind of in general.
Yeah.
By and large, the town doesn't really believe in cars, even though everyone uses them.
Alan asked beforehand what our costumes are, and Ashley's Halloween costume is, I've decided that she's going as a witch, and she's specifically wearing a dress that has pockets in it, because dresses that don't have pockets are a crime against people who wear dresses.
And Lori asked Aisha, can I have a historical costume? Like, what do you think I would be? And I think Aisha looked at her in all of her flannel and was like, Highlander? So Lori's wearing like a very authentic, very plaid Highlander costume.
Good. Very good. Google search Scottish costumes from, I don't know, the Dark Ages. You'll find something. So we have our witch and our Highlander driving into town. And Ashley, your phone rings.
Who is calling?
It says Aunt Carrie.
I, of course, pick it up.
And Carrie's just like, Ashley, I need you to drop everything and head to South Cape Road and the 101.
Okay. I am currently with Laurie. Does she need to come too?
It wouldn't hurt.
Okay. Anywhere in particular around South Cape and 101, or just get down there? Or?
Get down there in the junction. There's a small wooded area, and inside of that, you'll find an old mine.
Okay.
I need you to go look into some things there. Some troubling things. Call me when you get there, and I'll have more information for you.
All right, will do.
And do you hang up?
I have to say I love you first, because she's my aunt.
Aww.
And
thank you, Christina. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. and then I guess she probably hangs up first, honestly. Aunt Carrie probably hangs up first.
Okay.
But if has Laurie already pulled over by now, Melissa?
I don't know. Did you put that call on speakerphone soon as you found... Okay.
No.
So I think I've kept driving, but I'm like watching you because you look concerned. And I'm like, was that your aunt?
Yes. We need to go and do something. Look into some kind of a mine. It's the one down off of South Cape and 101. You probably just heard me say that.
Yeah.
But we need to go there, apparently.
Very spooky. What are we going to...
I just wanted to go to a Halloween party.
I wanted you to go to the Halloween party. It sounds fun. There's going to be candied apples. That's the best seasonal food.
I love Lori so much.
I cannot wait for Mallory and Lori to meet. It's going to be great.
Ashley doesn't have an opinion on that. Christina is. Because fillings.
She's so good and pure. What a good mom.
I can drive you there. I know where it is, but what are we going to tell your father when I don't come right back like I told him I would?
I don't know. I'm not good at lying to my dad. I just don't tell him about the Hunter's stuff.
Okay.
Actually, that raises a good question. Lori, have you told him about Hunter stuff?
Yeah, Lori.
I think that whenever I've had to leave suddenly in the past, I tell him, oh, a work thing came up at that house we're restoring. Like, you know, I've got the skills, or I know where those supplies are, and I gotta go help him with that right now. And even when it's like, I don't know, like 10 p.m. on a Saturday night, I'm like, you know, like, the rich people want their houses. They're paying for us to work these crazy hours to get them restored. You know, houses, wealth. So maybe that's what I have to do again. And I think Lori knows I can't keep doing this. This is gonna wear thin, and this might be the last time I can pull this. But that's a November problem.
Out of character, I was going to suggest they just needed more chaperones at the Halloween party. That's not something that Ashley would think of, but Christina would think of that.
Oh, big mood.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I think I will take that one. I'm going to call up David. I'm going to say, hey, I'm sorry. I drove Ashley up here to the Rainbow Keep. No, she's here. She's with some friends. It's safe. They look kind of short-staffed. Is it okay if I just hang out here for a little while, like give them a hand, candy some apples, you know, serve some punch, you know, it's okay. Like, I'll be back whenever I can. Whenever they, you know, the kids kind of thin out over here, I'll come back and see you. Okay? You have fun at that bonfire. Don't eat all of those Kit Kats without me. Okay.
How does he react to that?
How does he react to that? You two know him best.
That's true. He's a good guy. I think he's probably okay with that.
Yeah, I think
he's a good dad.
Yeah, I think he's just jolly. He's like, yeah, I got like a little fire. I get to watch all these kids walk around dressed as the Star Warses. And, you know, I can eat most of the Kit Kats by myself. I'll save you one. And that means I haven't eaten them all. Ha ha ha.
Aw, Ashley's dad is a dork.
Yes, he works in software.
I love it. It's very good. Okay.
You could teach Mallory things.
The Ashley has been texting her friends and her teammates and her boyfriend, who are all at this party that she now can't go to.
Her boyfriend?
Yes. I've established this. They've been together for like a year and a half at least. True.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We don't approve.
She doesn't care what Hallam thinks.
No approval. How dare you?
In Mallory's time, people didn't live beyond their 30s if they were lucky, so normal.
That is finding love young. Historically inaccurate.
Well, okay, they're 50s.
Thank you. So, y'all are heading south now. Y'all gonna talk, or do y'all just want to time skip up to the mine?
What do you think, Melissa?
In a mine.
Can I ask a question?
million diamonds shine.
Yes, Alan, yes. Is your question about mining?
It's about what music does Lori listen to, and does Ashley hate it?
Oh, I think she's got like a spooky classic rock mix. So it is like Don't Fear the Reaper. It's Oingo Boingo's Dead Man's Party.
Yes.
It's a lot of, you know, like a lot of Stevie Nicks, like witchy tunes.
Mm-hmm. Since it's Halloween, Ashley will allow that.
Yes.
Oh, did you add in one very secret, cheeky Monster Mash in there, Lori?
Oh my.
Somewhere in the shuffled playlist.
You have well,
is
to
it,
listen
is it just
to...
a radio station just playing this? Is Lori advanced enough to have playlists?
No, it is a mix CD.
Oh no!
Heck yeah,
yes!
It's a mix CD like with a jack-o'-lantern face drawn on it.
My heart is so full.
It's a big mood.
Delightful. Okay. So just as y'all get there, y'all, Dead Man's Party is closing off, and probably to Ashley's great delight, just as Monster Mash starts up, y'all arrive at a tiny dirt road that has like a couple signs posted that are like posted, no trespassing, keep out, dangerous, you know, like government warnings. Everyone knows that there's an old mineshaft here, but it's far enough away from town that like town kids aren't just going to go and smoke in there when they're not supposed to and things like that. Like there are plenty of haunts in town for teens. No one really comes out here. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows no one comes out here. I want both of y'all to roll plus sharp.
I got a 9.
I got a 5.
Is that plus, Melissa?
That's with the plus. I leveled up and I'm no longer 0 sharp. I'm a whole plus 1 sharp now.
I'm going to send you plus dice next.
Okay, so Melissa, mark experience.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, there's some tire tracks on this dirt road for the road to the place that nobody goes to.
Okay, I will, can I, like, would Lori pull over the car if Ashley, like, says something about it?
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, then after the car is pulled over, I want to send pictures of the tire tracks to Aunt Carrie with the description, someone else might be here, not sure.
Okay. it does not take her long to reply. As soon as you sent the text, you get the three dots, and Carrie texts back just like, known quantity, not there now, you should be safe.
I send back a thumbs up, and I guess just get back in the car and say, oh, okay, we can keep going.
Okay. Lori, did you get out of the truck as well?
I think I probably went to the back and I made sure I took stock of what tools I have. And I'm going to say that because it is Halloween and because she is dressed up, Lori also has one of Aisha's swords with her.
Oh, bless.
She's probably not great at using it, but she's got it. It's a real sword that she really has in her, like, tartan belt. And I think now she's adding, like, the classic sledgehammer and, like, pocket knife, her multi-tool. The classic Lori tools.
Okay, good. Fantastic. When you got out of the car and you saw Ashley taking the picture of the tracks, you're able to tell kind of right away that it's because you work on, you know, construction sites. You're kind of familiar with this, like, tire tracks in, you know, mud and dirt. There's more than one, like, an unusual amount of vehicles have passed through here, all kind of together.
Okay. Hey, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's been a couple trucks through here at various points. Do you, like, did Aunt Carrie say how big that known quantity is? Like, his, do you know if this is still operating?
Both.
Well,
I don't. Has it operated since 2000, Matt?
Or
2001, I guess.
Are you asking Carrie that?
I'm Christina. I'm asking you, Matt. Has, like, how long has this thing been? Would this thing have operated since Ashley was born?
Oh. Yes.
Okay. And then I'm assuming I'll have to roll to figure out if it was done, if it had been used recently or within living memory, Ashley's living memory.
Yeah, go ahead and roll for that. Yeah, just roll smarts.
13. I did a report on it in school.
Ashley's mind is a steel trap.
I did a report on it in school, like 3 years ago, so I still kind of remember it.
So you did a report on the mines in the area, just in general. This one was on it, and you got your choice. Did you get your dad or your Aunt Carrie to take you up to it?
If this would have been freshman year, let's say it would have been her dad.
Okay, so you and your dad had come up here. And y'all had been turned away pretty quickly. Like, you had gotten to see kind of the entrance to the mine, but not a lot else. Y'all had been turned away by some rent-a-cop security guy. And you remember just kind of seeing, like, a company, like a corporate logo on it that was... It was a Lotus icon. And you remember when y'all got back home, Carrie had been waiting for y'all, and you know, you had been kind of sent back to your room to go work on the report, but you remember Aunt Carrie and your dad kind of talking in the kitchen, and you had overheard some conversation that made it sound like Carrie thought taking you to the mine was a big risk, like something your dad should not have done.
Okay.
And she wasn't really willing to go into it all that much. Like, she didn't tell him anything, but she was kind of annoyed at him for not, like, checking in with her, which is kind of a weird thing, but, you know, there it is.
I mean, I think I probably told you this at some point, Matt, so feel free to cut this in post, but Aunt Carrie is Ashley's mom's sister, not her dad's sister.
Yeah, so some good tension.
Yeah.
Some good extra tension on top of whatever tension it would be for an aunt to be like, why didn't you check with me about your daughter? So, you know, just on top of everything else. Yeah, it's good. Dramatic. So you remember that you remember like at different points in your life, you've also seen like almost like military convoys have pulled in or out of there if y'all have been driving into or out of town on vacations or whatever. So yeah, you're aware of this place and you know that like different groups have had different presences here for whatever reason. And your researcher kind of told you that at one time, maybe like the government was running a base out of this mine because they were, didn't want to build their own or something. So yeah, lots of things come and go. So this might not be terribly shocking to you that a lot of vehicles travel this isolated road.
Okay. In that case, then, to Lori, I will say that it's kind of been used on and off for a while. I did a report about it my freshman year, but it wasn't like... I don't think, like, one person has had it for a really long time. Like, okay. Government people have done stuff there. There was some kind of, like, Lotus Company or something that had it when I went to visit it from my report with my dad. And then I will send Aunt Carrie there. The fact that there might have been several vehicles here. Not sure.
Okay. Aunt Carrie takes a little bit longer this time and just replies back. Just like, shouldn't have been that many. Still, place should be isolated. Should still be safe. Call me when you get to the entrance.
I send back another thumbs up emoji.
Okay. And while y'all are climbing back in the truck to drive up a little ways to the entrance of the mine, we're going to cut over. Who do we want to cut over to? Let's see here. Here, I'll put this to the two of you. Mallory and Hellum, is there any reason at all that the two of y'all would be hanging out together on Halloween night? Hey everybody, Matt your host and DM, cutting in here at our mid-episode break. I hope you enjoyed kind of this more kind of character-heavy episode. We're going to be getting into some investigations here in the next two parts of this episode. This whole one is kind of the conclusion of the introduction of Grayscale. We've got a lot of things happening, a lot of balls in the air, a whole bunch of loose threads, a whole bunch of mixed metaphors, and this is kind of the conclusion of getting all of those things in place. And now we're going to start tying things together after this episode. We're going to be taking December off to do just kind of we're going to continue to do some Grayscale content. Y'all can be expecting regular drops just like always on the second, third, and fourth Wednesdays. We're going to be doing some things that we call meanwhiles that are going to be just entirely character based. Not really any mechanics involved, just having fun with the characters in some less confrontational moments. We kind of hinted at one earlier on between Ashley and Lori. We've got one with Mallory and Owen and Cole, and some other ones planned. And basically what these are all going to be is we'll let you know where they fall in the timeline so far, and y'all just get to hear some of these characters talk together. So should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that in December. At the end of December, we are going to do a special holiday thing. Both Fifth Watch and Grayscale are going to do a holiday episode. Those will be prepped and ready for release on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, respectively. And we also have a one-shot that's going to be running on Mondays in December. And it should... I'm very excited to hear it. I think y'all will be too when y'all see its title. And that is also going to conclude on the Monday before Christmas. So lots of good holiday stuff coming your way. Lots of good character stuff coming your way. And then in January, we'll be back with, I guess, what's technically going to be like the first proper long-spanning arc of Grayscale. And we'll see how that goes. We might be shifting up kind of just some some style things on how we do the cast and some things like that, but we'll see what all that's going to look like, and yeah, you can look forward to that in January. Our music, as always, is Agra by Damiano Baldoni off of the album Lost Dynasty and can be found at the Free Music Archive. You can find Lost Library and everything else at fifthdraw.com. Fifth Draw Wild, one of the other podcasts I do, is going to be phasing out. But Hard Reboot and Forging Worlds are still over there. And go check that out. We're hoping to be kind of expanding again a little bit this next year. Both just the Fifth Draw family in general and Lost Library specifically, with the launch of some Patreon stuff and store for Lost Library, as well as looking to add some more campaigns. There will be a whole episode that's going to go up probably around when we launch our Patreon that will kind of talk about what we want Lost Library to be and kind of how y'all can help us do that. So look forward to that probably into December, January-ish maybe. And yeah, so if you've been enjoying what we've been doing here, we would love it if you could leave us a rating review on wherever you're listening to this right now. It really does help whatever dark magic underpins podcast rankings and positions on charts and things. All ties into your rating review, and if you've enjoyed this, we would love it if you would rate us over there. Eventually, we'll probably do some sort of live reading of ratings, especially from Apple Podcasts, which is kind of the easiest one to find that information on. So, yeah, do that, and you'll probably hear your rating and review read on air. And now, time for some station identification.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Alan.
And we're the Cool Kids Table, a RPG podcast about shitty teens.
And magical girls.
And really bad D&D heroes.
And just any other stuff we can get our hands on.
And our D&D heroes aren't that bad.
We didn't actually plan what to say for this, so I hope you're into people flying by the seat of their pants and just incapable of playing game systems correctly.
And bad puns.
Wonderful puns.
So you can get all this and more every other Sunday over at the Cool Kids Table.
And you can sit with us.
Hey, I'm Matt.
And I'm Alan.
And we do a show called Forging Worlds here on the Fifth Draw family of podcasts.
Every week we sit down and for 45 minutes talk about a world that we create from nothing.
Yeah, you get to listen in on every stage of the world-building process as Alan and I figure out how exactly we want to interpret a genre and a modifier to a genre.
Matt makes maps because he has a good disease.
Yeah, it's great. And we also have just a good time with some other little small things and some plot hooks for you.
If that sounds interesting to you, please check us out. We're on Twitter at @forging_worlds.
And you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or on fifthdraw.com.
Come and forge a world with us.
See y'all there.
You'd literally
My
have
gut
to
says no.
Kill Hallop first.
Mallory, I know that Owen dressed Mallory in a Halloween costume. So maybe we were going to a party where we'd be in the same place?
My immediate thought, and y'all can take or leave this as you like, is did y'all both get kind of conned into being chaperones?
Oh, yeah, that's a total possibility. Sense.
At least for Mallory, it does.
Hallam is like, yeah. Hallam would go purely for basically the kids. Like, Hallam would go just because he'd be like, well, I don't want the kids to not have a good time. But Hallam's also going as, anyway, Hallam's going as a sheriff. So. It's an excuse to be able to carry the blessed knife and shotgun on him at times. Without people being like, oh, wow, a man with a gun.
Nice.
So
that's very good. So y'all are the two of you, Mallory and Hallam, are chaperones, potentially under duress at the Rainbow Keep. And yeah, the two of you, I think, are perhaps have met up by a punch bowl or some other refreshment table to discuss your mutual annoyance that Owen talked Mallory into this for sure and then bailed.
Mallory is not necessarily annoyed. She's more annoyed with the fact that she basically feels naked, like without her skirts, because she's in very tight jeans. She's in kind of a baggy, ripped up Led Zeppelin shirt. She has a flannel tied around her waist. Her long, dark hair is pulled back into a severe braid that kind of mimics an undercut on one side. So she just feels really out of place, even more so than the fact that she's from 1852. And she's just like looking around very wide eyed, trying to find Owen and coming to the realization that there is no Owen to be found.
And I don't think Helm is like, ah, yes, I'm going to gravitate towards this woman who looks like she's in need. Like, I think Helm's just like, oh, there's punch. I will take a drink of it. And she sort of ends up near Helm.
And you two have met before. Y'all were...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all were at the lighthouse. Let's have some conversation. Let's have some conversation between you two. Just kind of tell what's going on before y'all get interrupted.
Oh, hello, Helm. How are you?
I'm at a Halloween dance for high schoolers, where there's punch that has no alcohol in it. So I'm doing like I normally am, I guess. Why are you here, and what are you wearing? Don't you typically like to cosplay or whatever?
Okay, first of all, it is not cosplay. It is proper dress for a lady. Second of all, and you notice that as like she's talking to you, she realizes just how much of herself is exposed, and so mm-hmm. she's like shifting really uncomfortably. Second of all, I was doing a favor for Owen, and it appears that he has been called off to some other business.
Cut to a scene of Owen relaxing in a bathtub that's just kind of bubbly with a face mask on.
Yeah, like Helen was like, Owen didn't have to do this for tonight. You know that he was talking about probably like next year or something. Not this Halloween night.
Oh. Well. So that, I don't know how I'm going to get home. Okay. Yes, what are we supposed to be doing with these children?
We make sure that they don't have sex on the dance floor and that none of them shoot each other. And that's basically
it. I beg your pardon.
There's really no need for you to beg me for anything, Mallory. You're perfectly capable of getting whatever you need.
You don't have to tell me that.
No, I don't.
But more that you're admitting that these youths would debase themselves in such a way?
Helen takes a deep gulp of punch. I'm sorry. Did you just say debase?
Yes.
Okay. First off, a lot of these kids do all sorts of nasty shit. They take pills. They get in fights. They send each other naked pictures.
I'm very familiar
of themselves
with opium dens.
No.
Is Mallory having a moment right now where she's also like, each thing Helen says, she's just like, Cole, 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 Cole.
Literally anything that you can think of Cole doing, a lot of these kids do, but to a slightly lesser extent.
Oh. Well, that's all right then. As long as they're being safe. And she looks distinctly uncomfortable, but she is definitely trying to not project that hard.
Listen, just stand. I've got a great plan, to be honest. It's going to work out really well for both of us. You and okay. points at a corner of the, like, the wherever the gym or the room that they're in. You go to that corner of the room. This plan's okay. going to work. Trust me. I'm going to go to the opposite corner of the room.
Okay.
And then we don't talk.
And how about that? Cell phone rings.
Is it the Darth Vader ring?
Is that the matriarch's ring?
Yes. That's the grandma's ring.
Yeah.
Hallam glances at the phone. I'm going to be right back. Give me just a minute. Oh, of course. Pulls out the phone and answers it. Yes, grandmama.
Hallam.
Yes, grandmama.
Where are you at? What is all of that racket?
I'm overseeing a party some of the students of mine are at. Are you okay? Did something happen to one of my cats or my dog? Is Oakley all right?
No, Oakley's fine. I'm having Oakley work on a potion for me right now. Don't worry about it. You are at that party up there at Sonny Mistyby's place?
Okay. First, I didn't make Oakley hyper-intelligent so that you could use him as free labor. But, sure, great, I guess, have him work. But then, second off, yes, I'm at this party, Grandmama.
Okay, well, one, I need you to go tell Sonny that November would like to have a meeting with her. Second, I need you to also take that misplaced time woman, and I need y'all to go to the compound.
Can I not take her with me, though?
No. You gotta take her.
Why?
Because I cannot, for the life of me, figure out where that old sex nap boy of yours is, and he needs to know this, which means she needs to know it so she can tell him.
He's not my sex knight, Grandmama. We don't even talk anymore, really, so.
And she... There's like a pause in her, and she just goes, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Hillam."
Yeah, well, it's whatever. Yeah, I mean, I'll take her with me, but she's not going to be useful, and neither am I, because I'm tired.
I am not. There is no chance, and I swear this by all I hold holy, since Lord above knows you don't. There is nothing there of danger to you two. And all you need to do is look around some magic shit that some very rude folk left.
Grandmama, I love you and I will do this for you. Every time you people promise us there's no danger, we end up near dead. Just a thought. But I don't believe that.
All right, that's... You're not wrong. The werewolves were a bit of an issue.
Just a tiny bit.
November owes me one for that, and I am going to call it due sometime. But for now, the compound is empty. It's not the right season for any of the church groups to be there. The last corporate group moved out a couple weeks ago. There's nothing going on there. Our people are keeping an eye on it. I borrowed your little intelligence-boosting spell for a bird friend of mine, and he's been circling the area every so often looking at it. It's fine. There's no one there.
All right, I'll trust you. And I'll tell November.
No, tell Sonny. Tell Sonny that November wants to meet.
Gotcha. Bye, Grandmama.
Take care, Hellam, and just as a favor for me, would you at least try to be friends with Owen again?
No. And I hang up.
We're gonna cut over real fast to Grandmama's chambers, in the background of which we can see a hyper-intelligent dog stirring a cauldron pot with a spoon in its mouth. And she just sighs a deep breath and just goes, "Damn, We could have used him as a resource. Oh, well. How's my potion coming? And back to Helm.
It's like you're in a BioWare game. Grandmama won't remember that.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's not BioWare. That's Telltale. But yes.
Telltale. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just have so many concerns.
God, I miss Oakley. Looks phone, puts it in his pocket, turns around, rubs his temples.
Excuse me. Yes, I'm so sorry. You should probably not be so close together. If you could split apart just a little bit.
You too.
Chill away. Out, lady. Oh. Hi, Mr. Cardoza.
I'm just trying to do my job. It's what I'm here for. Absolutely this. Mm-hmm.
I'll put both of you in detention for so goddamn long, your heads will spin. Part like the red fucking sea.
And one of them is on the other side of the room, and one of them is behind the punch bowl.
Well, that was certainly effective. A bit like a blunt instrument, but if it works.
Oh my god, Matt.
Yes?
Are Grizz and Jessica here? Because Jessica's still in high school. Grizz would have graduated. Unless he got held back.
He definitely got held back.
I mean, yeah, he almost certainly did. Bless his dumb head. they're not. In fact, you kind of get the if Ashley were to guess, she would guess that there was probably a function up at the werewolf compound.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say that they're probably home alone together, and I was like, oh no, oh no, not children.
No, November's not letting that happen.
Thank God.
No.
Speaking of which, I have to go find. Do I find her now? She's not here.
You're finding Sunny.
Finding Sunny. For what? What are you talking about?
I need to find Sunny so I can tell her something, something, Grandma, something, November, something. I don't know. I wasn't listening.
That seems wildly vague.
There is a thump on the punch table behind the two of you.
I look over.
Sunny Mr. B is standing there.
Hello, Sunny.
Oh, the Lady of the Keep. And Mallory starts to do a curtsy, freezes.
Remember, she doesn't have her fucking skirts.
But she has a flannel.
And just kind of gives an awkward bow.
Sunny, who is dressed in what could... Oh, crap. Who does McGonagall play in Downton Abbey?
Lady Crowley something or other.
Dame Maggie Smith.
Dame Maggie Smith is the actress name, yes.
She's just dressed as Dame Maggie Smith.
I'm dressed as
myself.
You're
not getting a fictional character better than the real woman.
I love it.
Dame Maggie Smith is a gem.
She is a treasure.
So Sunny Mr. B is dressed up as Dame Maggie Smith's character from Downton Abbey. And she... kind of like arcs an eyebrow as Mallory like fumbles through a bow and does a note perfect curtsy that Mallory recognizes as being appropriate from the time and place she was born in, which is oddly specific.
And Mallory takes note of that, and she doesn't let her face kind of betray her, but if she had a fan, which right now it's hidden in like her flannel, like in her waistband.
It's very good.
But she regards this woman a pleasure.
And Sunny kind of inclines her head to you and then looks back at Helm and says, Helm, you were looking for me?
Yep. And you appeared instantaneously, just like everybody fucking does.
She smiles brightly and says, well, you said my name 3 times.
I don't. Whatever. Look, November wants to speak to you or something. Meet up or something. I don't know. My grandma just calls me and says shit, so.
Sunny's eyes get not cold, but kind of in that general ballpark. Well, if Alice is delivering the message, I suppose I can honor a truce. Would you, next time you talk with your grandmother, no need to exert yourself tonight, please let her know that I would be happy to meet with November at Lady Shandy's.
Sure, I'll let her know that you'll be happy to meet at Lady Shandy's.
A proper lady? And it's more of a muse to herself, but considering the curtsy she just got, Mallory is making mental notes. Lots of mental notes.
Sonny just kind of looks sidelong at Mallory. And it's just kind of like,
Dame Mallory Montebank.
A Montebank?
She's from my family.
Oh, it was a long time ago in another part of the world.
London?
Well, London features into the story, but only in a tragic way. A dear friend of mine lost a daughter. And Sonny just looks right in Mallory's eyes and just goes, vanished off the face of the earth. Do tell your grandmama the message for me. And now I need to go see a DJ about this atrocious noise he calls music. And she just starts, like, tapping with her walking stick and just kind of hobbling across the floor. And the crowd of high schoolers part around her as she goes.
It's because we love her.
I think Helm takes a deep breath and sighs and is just like, I'm just a texting app between old people who want to talk to each other. It's always, Grandma, she calls me. Tell them this. Other old person, why don't you tell your grandma this? Why don't any of you fucking just talk to each other or send each other letters or whatever it is old people do?
Because I believe that there is a game of politics being played between rival factions. And I have suddenly become deeply interested in what factions are what.
Caleb rolls his eyes. I don't share your interest in them at all. I do my grandma favors, and she stays out of my hair. And I let her borrow Oakley.
Helm, your cell phone gets a text message. What is your text message tone for grandmama?
Oh, God. Text message tone for grandmama is that, try to think of a particularly annoying noise.
Is it just probably the scream of Vader's TIE fighter?
Yeah, let's go with that. Why not?
So just... So that noise happens.
I'll take the phone out.
On it is a text message from grandmama that just says, get your ass moving.
Yes, more old people. Mallory, you and I have an engagement we're scheduled for.
Mallory's eyebrows shoot up. That is quite presumptuous of you.
I don't understand how.
By assuming that I would go anywhere with someone who's treated me so boorishly.
I've never been a boor. Before. That's not a spell that has ever been cast on me, so I don't quite understand what you're talking about. You get the general sensation that Helm is purposefully being obtuse.
Will it give me an excuse to be out of here?
Oh, absolutely. And an excuse to go do magic stuff for Owen.
Then let us
go.
Wouldn't
you like to do that?
Lead, I will follow.
For sure. We'll be getting in my car.
Excellent.
Helm walks towards out of the keep and out towards the garage or parking lot or whatever.
As soon as they are in Helm's car, Mallory takes out her fan before she gets in, and it's her bone fan. She snaps it open and she like waves it on herself, and she is in her essentially battle dress. So it's the dark kind of leathery dress that with the skirts divided for riding. Her hair is back in just a sensible bun. She has a shawl. Much better.
Okay. As that happens, I need Mallory to give me a sharps roll. Or a weird roll. Your choice.
I'm better at sharp, although I am weird as well. That is a 10 plus 2 is 12.
Nice.
Okay. I need you real fast here, Mallory, to describe, like, okay, how do I say this without it sounding weird?
It's gotta sound weird because it's magic, so.
It's not necessarily magic. Okay, so a thing is happening. Mallory, you catch a whiff of a perfume or hair product, just some sort of scent that you deeply associate with your arch rival. What is that smell?
Lilies.
Okay, I was about to say, if you say sulfur, just out of spite.
Nope.
I mean, big mood, but...
Lilies.
You catch a whiff of lilies, something you have not... Like, there have been a couple of attempts at a lily perfume around that you've probably smelled, but no, this is the real deal. This is a scent that is engraved in your brain.
Mallory's hand reaches out and kind of grabs Helen by the leg. Violently, almost. There is evil here. Deep, dark evil. I need you to trust me. I am not playing. This is not a joke. Evil walks here.
There's a knock on Helm's window.
Can Helm open it with the absolute intention of hitting whoever the fuck it is who is, like, knocked on the door in the face?
You sure can. A teacher new to the school just kind of goes sprawling against the car park next to you.
Yes.
Do I see her face?
I don't know if you do. Helm, did you get out of the car?
Helm hasn't gotten out of the car yet. I opened the door just to hit this person in the face. I'm closing it again and I'm rolling the window down.
Oh, this is delightful.
Helm's got a wrap, so.
Yeah, no, it's good. Right now she's kind of like sprawled and like her hair is kind of gone everywhere.
Do not.
Plus she's deeply made up, like lots of makeup.
Do not trust her.
She's dressed as the Wicked Witch of the East.
If this is who I believe that it is, do not trust a single word that comes out of their mouth.
Do I know you?
I'm sure. Sorry. It's me, Miss Lafayette.
And again, do I know you?
I'm a teacher at Mallory High.
What do you teach?
English?
How do you teach it?
Mainly through musicals and YouTube clips.
Graded on an A to F scale, how well do you think you teach?
Oh, I studied in Oxford, so at least a solid B.
What do you want?
I was just wondering if you were also chaperoning tonight, but it looks like you two are leaving. Who do I talk to make sure they know I'm here chaperoning?
Probably you want to go inside, talk to the people at the front desk. They'll help you out. Unfortunately, me and my friend here have to go get our, I don't know, shared concubine, boyfriend, romantic partner, and then we have to, I don't know, help him. Sounds like he's really drunk. So, kind of don't have time to talk to you about this right now.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how sure is Mallory that this is Morgana?
I don't know if she is at all. Because I don't think the physical features are quite solidified into Morgana. Plus, she's under heavy makeup. The voice is wrong. You can't see her natural hair.
Mallory,
because it's under a wig.
relaxes a tiny bit, but is keeping to the shadows. She does not want this woman to see her face.
Okay. Okay. So Ms. Lafayette just, oh, okay. Well, that sounds mighty complicated. I was wondering if you knew if Owen was here. I was hoping to see him tonight again. He showed me around when I first started.
He stiffens.
Wow, that's so interesting. So Owen's just fucking everybody around. I mean, so cool. Great. That's great. Are you going to go away now?
Miss Lafayette blushes through the green makeup. Oh, no. We just, he showed me around school at the principal's request. And
oh, did
took
he?
Me to a delightful chicken restaurant here in town. And I haven't really gotten to see him since.
That's so amazing. So he, like, what? Like, he took you, I don't know, behind a desk, or he took you... You know what? I actually don't care.
Mallory what just squeezes Helm's leg very tightly.
What I do care about is you moseying on from my car to in there and finding out if Owen's there for yourself, maybe.
Well, I... Fine. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cardoza.
Really no problem.
And she steps away from the car.
Yeah, I roll up the window. Can you tell me if there was a reason why, like...
Yes.
I had to be particularly rude to her to make her go away?
Yes, but we need to get out of here in case she hears. Go.
Whatever. I'm going to pull out and start driving towards the compound.
Mallory, as y'all are, like, backing out and pulling down the road, I need you to make a sharps roll for me.
Christ. Okay. That's a 6, but plus 2, that's 8.
With an 8, as y'all are pulling away, Mallory, you catch a glimpse in, like, at the weird angle of the side view mirror from the passenger seat. Y'all know how that angle is always just bonkers to the mm-hmm. passenger. In that reflection, for like a split second, you see Ms. Lafayette kind of straighten up and look after the car. And Mallory would swear up and down that she winked right at you.
I want to work magic to see if we're being magically tracked and or magically bugged.
Once the Helm knows that you're doing that, Helm will just go, I will warn you, my magic can go weird around me in particular. So just be
is
like
your car warded?
Aware. I mean, yeah. Gollum like indicates like it's like it. You're essentially like sort of like a Jeep cruiser, like one of the big ones with like the wheels, mm-hmm. because that's what Gollum would drive. Because he has dogs. There's wards like carved into the car on the inside. Like it looks creepy.
I'm so sorry, I didn't notice.
Yeah. Let's just go ahead and assume now that you've kind of calmed down for a second, Mallory. You can like. Taste the magic that's kind of protecting the vehicle.
Well, I don't know how to put this. I have great suspicion that that woman was Morgana Le Fay, who is the woman that I was sent to the future to hunt. She is evil.
Okay.
She wants to bring about the end of the world. I refuse to let that happen. Thank you for how you responded. Thank you for trusting me.
Look, I mean, honestly, had you said that that person stole my hot dog, I also would have hit them in the face with a fucking car door. But, like, I don't... Look... I'm responsible for the lives of the students in that school. I'm responsible for the lives of the students at that party. But that's like it. And after that point, it's me, my dog, and my 3 cats. And I don't care about the world.
The fact that she is posing as a teacher in your school puts your students at great risk. It puts you at great risk. She is evil. And she will do whatever it takes to accomplish her goals.
I mean, Warren Owen, he's the one who's probably got his dick in her. I don't give a fuck.
I somehow very seriously doubt that. And she pulls out her phone and begins to hunt and peck text to Owen.
Y'all, we're going to kind of fast forward through a few little bits as y'all are driving out to the compound. The compound is a collection of three small buildings kind of out by themselves south of Port Avalon proper. It's on the map for those of you who have it. For those of you who don't have the map right in front of you, check out fifthdraw.com. It'll be posted up there very soon as like a full image that you can look at. It's down to the south. That's the compound. And your car pulls up to it. And when you get out, you notice in the middle of the three buildings, there is a small, almost just like a small chapel in the middle of them. And there are lights on in the chapel. And that's where we're going to call this episode.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.